Thank you, guys. We'll start the press conference with Rishabh Rama. If you have any questions, please raise your hands. We'll start with Mitchell, please.
Rizzo, I guess first on your goal, how much do you like playing in this forward system that kind of allows you the ability to make those kind of runs inside from the right back position?
I love being here. I love being what I do. I love having the freedom from my coach and the staff to do what you just said. And it's part of the tactic too.
And the game overall, it seemed like maybe 17 minutes that sort of decided everything, and then otherwise it was pretty close between the two sides. But what were kind of your thoughts on the game?
I'm not happy with our performance. We started really well, but after a few minutes, after the goal actually, we slowed down, and it's something we are not allowed to do, including myself and 10 more guys in the field. And I hope we are not, we don't do that again, and we have to stay more focused the whole 100 minutes of the game, 90 minutes of the game. Sorry.
Yep.
Rizzo, of course, congrats on the goal. I know you had a bit of a struggle with injuries recently, but to come back, I think this is your first start, if I'm not mistaken, since. How does it feel to get a goal so early on? Because especially as a defender, I mean, obviously you don't get to do that all the time, so what's it like to get on the score sheet, especially in such a big game?
Yeah, I'm really happy being without last time I started in the first 11 was around 3 months ago, so I was really excited to come in the pitch and play, start the first 11 and give my best version of myself.
Absolutely, and you just mentioned that you're disappointed with your performance and obviously with the results. You wanted 3 points naturally. Where do you feel it went wrong for Forge today that you didn't get, you can get all 3 points here?
That's the focus, I would say. I think after the goal, our focus, we calm down and we thought maybe the game is over, but you can't do that in a soccer game.
Absolutely. Thanks so much.
Just one very quick one for me. Sort of following the goal, you went straight to the bench to celebrate. Was there a specific reason or specific person that you were looking for?
Yeah, I went to Cho. He's our kit man. He's the guy, he's always there for us, and he was sick for a couple of weeks. He wasn't there with us, so I just want to give the goal to him and say thank you for being always next to us and spend so many hours in the team.
Appreciate it.
Do we have any more questions in the room?
Yeah, very quickly. I noticed there's a bit of blood on your ankle. Are you okay? What happened there?
That's part of the game.
So now we turn to questions in Zoom. If you have any questions, please raise your hand. No. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Good morning, everyone. Let me take the nicest one up here.
Good.
Jacob Roller. Don't worry.
Yeah, thank you. So we'll start with the press conference with Coach Bobby.
Bobby, as I was just talking about how he was a little frustrated with the way you guys responded to, or I guess played after taking the lead so early. Is that kind of your assessment of the game, you know, letting them score twice quickly?
Yeah, I mean, you look right after the goal and we've made, you know, what they call in tennis, 4 unforced errors just right after we've scored. You do that and usually something comes out of that for an opponent. You can make one, you can make two, but if you make a few, goals come from brilliance or errors of a team. All right, so you know, that's what happened. And then, you know, you lose a little bit of your concentration. First 10-15 minutes, whatever it was, game plan good, getting in the right zones, playing around their block, good attacks, and then, you know, you score and you stop. In that moment, usually nothing good comes out of it. A lot of random football comes out of it. Now, if you want me to explain the next 70 minutes, random.
Coach, I'm also in part to what mission I'll pass next because I asked Reserve as well about where it went wrong before, just to why you get all 3 points. He mentioned focus and concentration. Do you agree with him on that, or is there something else you may have seen as to why it wasn't all 3 points today?
Yeah, there's a few things. Focus, concentration is one thing, and we say, what went wrong with Forge. There was another team on the pitch today. Yeah, they did a pretty good job in the first half. They responded well after we've scored, gotten a couple of goals, and that gives teams confidence. It doesn't matter which way you look at it. That's sports. When you spin things quickly, that allows you to be a little bit more confident on the ball. We wanted to change things a little bit defensively in our action. We didn't do a good job of that. Initially in the first half, with some of the information we're giving out to the pitch, so that's why there wasn't a lot of flow. At the same time, we walk forward. I think it's 10 times in the first half, and we've easily gotten into the final third. So why don't you do it more? That's a discussion we'll have tomorrow with the team. Because that's where goal came from, that's where some opportunities came from, that's where the corner kick that led to the penalty come from. They all come from all that positive momentum. So when something works, it's your job to keep on doing it, and it's the job of the opponent and the opponent's coach to try and figure out a solution.
Absolutely. To follow up, I checked this out last night, and it actually applies for today. Reinhardt's penalty early on in this first half, that was for just 47 goal against York United. That's the most one team has scored against another in CPL history. That includes Ken Champ. So my question is, do you feel like the players throughout time here, and including this match, do you feel like players just seem to get extra motivated for this derby? We know it's a derby. Do you feel like there's an extra motivation for Forge in this clash all time?
I'm about to smile because I love your stats all the time. I just wish it was 48 and not 47, right? With one extra one today. Listen, it's always, I think for the neutral, it's always a fun game. And coming here, doesn't matter what the score has been in the past and so on. And today, when you watch the game, there's excitement in it. There's goals. Of course, we won a little bit more more than the opponent. But we believe we're going to score goals in games. But here's the thing. I think, we scored two goals on 30% output in the attacking part of the field. And if you do that, that's just not good enough. If you increase the frequency of how you want to attack, where you want to attack, and do the right things of what we did on those goals, hopefully you score more.
So we usually see Forge FC usually more dominant in the 905 derby. What do you think of what actually changed in this match from previous against York United?
Yeah, I think when you play the numbers game, it's not going to always work out in your favor. So, you mentioned something there, and I'll go with what you said. Usually we've been dominant here, but, that's not a given. That's not something that's given to you before the game. Nor with who's playing, who's not playing, and so on. You have to come out on the pitch each and every time and prove yourself for 90 minutes. I've always said that. And for us to be at our best, our effort has to be top on the pitch. I don't think that was there. We scored the early goal, and then we kind of just, dropped our level. And you can't do that in this league whatsoever. So, that's the spin of today.
Last week against Valor, another draw, you and Brian Wright said that the effort in that game was bang average, and then you also said at halftime one of the things that you told the team was that they just were lacking in effort compared to Valor. So I'm just wondering on that front if you see kind of improvements from last game to this game. Obviously same result, but it did seem like a bit more awake from the start for this.
Yeah, started well, but here's the thing. Against Valor, the first 15 minutes, I think we're good. And then we stopped. First 15 minutes today, we're good. And then we kind of relaxed. Sorry, am I beating up the microphone? You guys are asking questions. You need to let me know what's going on here. Lost my train of thought. You need to be better. It's the bottom line. Each of our teams are going to play each other four times this year. We're going to see ourselves in different ways in these first rounds of matches. The most important thing for me all the time is that we're working on our processes as opposed to what the opponent is going to bring us. And when your team does that in spurts in the game, and it works, and I'll be honest with you, it works effortlessly. But don't continue doing it. you know, it's something that we need to discuss a little bit more in training and the execution. And, you know, it's what I tell the guys. It's you're going to get the best of everyone. There's no doubt about that. Last week we got the best of Valor. And I don't know what they do in the other games, but when they come here or when we're here and it's York, we're going to get the best of York. We're going to get their energy, everything, effort. That's why I think these games have been excellent throughout these 6 years plus into the seventh year. So, yeah, it's something that we need to understand. When you put on this jersey, it's you don't put it on once in a while. Now, on the flip side, we've got 8 points. We've got 2 wins and 2 draws. We haven't lost a match. We've gained points on the road. So we always have to look at the positive side of things, because sometimes when Forge doesn't win, it's we spin it on the other end a little bit, you know, what's going on. These are all valuable points. The math is pretty simple towards the end, and I think I talked about this last week. So as long as we're on track to that magic number, then we're in a good spot. Right now we're in a good spot.
You mentioned some of the final third maybe not always kind of being as direct as you wanted. About 25 minutes left to take out. You take out I think it was Borges, Pouli, Schwanier, and give some of the younger guys, Masunda, Amukone, a chance. So I'm just wondering kind of what was the decision making going into that and what you thought of the guys that came on?
Yeah, first and foremost, and you say it correctly, give some of the younger guys. Now on the flip side, I'm giving one of the players an opportunity to go play. I don't really care how old they are. These are guys that are excellent. They bring good energy to the field, and they're on the pitch. Why? Because we need something different in the attack. We need to be a little bit more energetic. We need to put a little bit more pressure on the opponent. And these were things that, you know, got better in the second half. But to do some of the stuff we wanted, it needed fresher legs, and to be able to find a little bit more depth in our game. And Jose, Masunda, and Amadou, they give us that opportunity. We saw that in a few glimpses. Their energy was there. We just couldn't come up with a final product.
Thank you. Just noticed the Canadian Championship is coming close, and now you're going to be heading Halifax Wanderers, which are the top two teams in the league now. How focused are you for that Halifax Wanderers match for the Canadian Championship?
Yeah, most important thing is first we've got the league game on the weekend. You always go one match at a time. From one match to another, you don't know what's going to happen. Today you're happy with your performance, tomorrow you're not, or you may be great today. So you just take one game at a time. We play there on Saturday, and then after that, you know, we'll focus on the Canadian Championship. But, you know, we don't think a game ahead. I've never done that. And I can tell you anytime I've done that in the past, it's usually gotten me into trouble. So I try and veer away from it.
Bobby, you've sort of spoken a little bit about this already, but I think it'd be fair to classify today as a very open 90 minutes of football between the two sides. You know, putting that on its head, and speaking about control, I would say, what do you think your side could have done better? And, you know, same thing in terms of what you did excel at today in terms of being able to control sort of some of those phases of play, especially in the first half where you had, I think, 4 or 5 big chances versus the second half where I think maybe the energy level overall had died down a little bit.
Listen, one thing that's important for us is to be able to control tempo of a match. In the first half, that got away from us a little bit, and that's not a problem because that's part of the game. It's how you react in your defensive structures, and that needed to be better in the first half. But at the same time, you know, when you concede possession, what you're going to have is opportunity. And that's usually opportunity to go quickly against an opponent, where a lot of times we find it the other way. So I think that's where we got a lot of our high-quality efforts going forward in the first half. In the second half, I thought we were better in tempo and in moving the ball around. We just, you know, you couldn't find the right areas or the right gaps to get through. You know, it's always a tough thing. You're playing against a team with 5 in the back, and, you know, at moments they had a higher line. We needed to take advantage of it, because when that was gone, that line was fully on top of their box. And then the distance between, you know, that line and the keeper is 15 meters at most. The goalkeeper usually doesn't play right on his line. So, you know, you need to be quicker. Your ball circulation needs to be done at a high speed, and that's where we could have been better today.
I got to ask something about League One Ontario. Yeah, so, I mean, right from the start, you've had Sigma in League One Ontario. That's where how you guys brought your way up to Forge. But recently you've signed, within the last 2 years, you've made a deal with a lot of minor clubs, youth clubs in the Hamilton area, and including Oakville, which is, I guess, Blue Devils we've known over the years, Burlington, Hamilton, St. Catharines, Roma Wolves, and it was great. Hamilton, now that there's relegation, Hamilton United went down, St. Catharines went up, so you still have the same premier championship teams. And you've also linked now partnerships with FC Laval and Mont-Royal Ultramont in Quebec. Besides, I guess, offering them coaching clinics and something, what do you hope to get out of it? Is it players or you know, things like that? What are you getting out of it?
Yeah, in the end of the day, that's what you want. You want to be able to provide technical expertise to them and then also have the ability to have better input or not, better information coming out of there on what players are coming out of the clubs. So I think that's always important when you're looking at these different affiliations that we work on. It's not the one way. You know, everything we do is football related. So football related to me means, in the end, players. We always want to have a good cooperation with those clubs and understand which players may be coming through there, because, you know, League One is an important league, especially for the younger players coming through. You know, that's our biggest focus when we look at League One. And there are some excellent players at League One, but, you know, may not be the guy who's 24, 25 years old, but more of who are the, 17 to 19 year olds coming through that, those leagues, whether it's here or it's in Quebec. And, you know, I think it's a part of our strategy. I don't think it's very unique, but that's what we're looking for from it.
Would you get first dibs on them if you, like, discover them versus, like, some, like, U Sports draft, you'd say, but we discovered him sooner than you did, he's ours?
Yeah, nobody's ever yours until you have a contract with him. So
right.
that's the key thing there. So unless we sign them, that player is available to everyone. But, you know, we've got a good cooperations with the club to gain the information that we want. And the right moment, you go forward. Nobody's in this to hoard players. We need players playing. We don't need players stuck.
It's like players Sigma still be waiting for Syracuse University to empty out. So to get them back... And so, you know, to bring in a guy from Roma Wolves is great or something.
Yeah, correct.
You want to cross them over.
You want to look at any of these top players coming from this league, top young players coming from the league. And, you know, that's what we've also done with a couple of our signings this year, and Jose Masunda and Zane Bruno. These guys were playing in Sigma in League One in years past. And, you know, there are another couple of guys coming up through the pipeline.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you.
Thank you, Coach.
Thank you.
Thanks for
being here. Thank you, everyone.
Jonathan Tobadi will be here pretty soon.